The development of sustainable technologies. Markets alone will not develop the sustainable technologies we will need for the 21st century. Scientific discovery in general, on which sustainable technologies depend, is a public good that is underprovided by market forces. This is because scientific knowledge is a non-rivaled good that can be used by anybody without lessening its availability for everybody else. With apples and oranges, more for you means less for me, but you and I can utilize scientific knowledge, such as E equals mc² or the structure of DNA, without diminishing the availability of the same knowledge for anybody else. Indeed, knowledge works most powerfully when it is widely shared, thereby giving a common base for understanding, action, and development of technological systems. Therefore, science works partly because the worldwide community of scientists makes its discoveries known quickly and freely through peer-reviewed publications, rather than keeping them private and secret. The scientists do not directly capture much, if any, of the economic benefits of their discoveries, nor should they, if that knowledge is to have maximum beneficial impact. Since scientific discovery should remain publicly available, non-market means must be used to support the financial investment of resources into scientific discovery. In the past, monarchs were the patrons of scientists. They funded basic science or gave prizes for scientific discovery. Today, science must be supported by governments and by philanthropists who give grants to universities and to scientific research centers, both public and private. Private foundations offer awards that also spur effort, most famously, of course, the Nobel Prize. The need for public and philanthropic funding is widely recognized in the United States, even if it is not fully understood by free market ideologues. It is why the United States, the paragon of free markets, spends upward of $100 billion per year of federal budgetary funds on research and development. Sadly, much of that is squandered with little benefit on military R&D for weapons systems, but the federal government still manages to spend $30 billion per year on biomedical research at the National Institutes of Health. Without that effort, the progress of biomedical science would be far behind where it is today, and our life expectancy and well-being would be much lower as well. This public investment in biomedical knowledge has repaid us many times over. We will need a comparable global commitment to fund R&D for sustainable technologies, including clean energy, drought-resistant seed varieties, environmentally sound fish farming, vaccines for tropical diseases, improved remote monitoring and conservation of biodiversity, and much more. To every dimension of sustainable development, there is a crucial technological need, which must be underpinned by investments in basic science. And in every case, there is an important need for public finance to spur the new technologies that can enable us to combine high global incomes, the end of extreme poverty, and environmental sustainability. There is also an important role for a patent system alongside public spending on science. A patent is an exclusive right granted to the patent holder for use of a novel and useful invention, usually for 20 years from the time of filing. Under U.S. and European patent law, abstract ideas, mathematical algorithms, natural phenomena, and laws of nature are in principle not patentable, though the boundaries between scientific principles and patentable inventions are sometimes murky and controversial. The prospect of winning a patent serves as an important market-based incentive for inventors to develop intellectual property in the first place, and this is the main reason for a patent system. In essence, the patent holder gets to charge monopoly prices during the life of the patent. To mitigate the potential harms of granting such a monopoly, the patent applicant is required to disclose how to make and use the invention so that others can benefit from the advance of knowledge, subject to the exclusivity given to the patent holder. The policy challenge is to set the right balance between freely available scientific information, which has to be financed by public sector and philanthropic sources, and privately owned technology, which can be stimulated by the prospect of a patent. This policy challenge is complex, and if done well, leads to a complex and subtle mix of institutions devoted to R&D. These institutions are called innovation systems, and they include the public budget, government research laboratories, private businesses that undertake R&D, academic institutions, government foundations, such as the U.S. National Science Foundation, non-governmental foundations, individual philanthropists, professional scientific associations such as the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, and more. When R&D is aimed mainly for general scientific knowledge, the needs of the poor, the global commons, or rapid social uptake, public financing is advantageous compared with reliance on patents. When R&D is targeted mainly for the rich or private use or gradual uptake, the patent-based incentives are relatively advantageous. In general, a healthy innovation system will use a mix of public financing and patents. For global sustainable development, the mix of public financing and private incentives should be harmonized globally to ensure that the needs of the poor and the global commons are properly addressed and financed by shared contributions of the world's governments. Even when the patent system is clearly useful for sustainable development, such as helping to spur the development of new medicines, steps can be taken to reduce the harmful side effects of the temporary monopoly. For example, in the case of antiretroviral medicines to fight HIV/AIDS, the patent-holding drug companies agreed to sell their products at cost in the poorest countries, while making patent-protected profits in the high-income markets, an approach called tiered pricing, or market segmentation. In this way, the patents in the high-income markets offered incentives for continued R&D, without denying the benefits of the resulting new medicines to the poor.